We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is up, everyone? It is September. I think it's a Monday. I think it's the 20th. I'm not really sure. It's been a long day of football, so I guess that is Monday. This is the Morning Grind. I'm not Stevie TPFL. I'm Grant Niefer, a.k.a. Turf Ferguson. I'm filling in for him today. He told me the reason why, and I can't remember because my brain has been full of football and baseball all day long. So you can ask him when he's back. In any case, I'm joined here by the great Eyes819. How you doing over there?
Oh man, it's been a long day for me too. Bit of a rough main slate for football. Hopefully we can get some back on the showdown here with this KC Baltimore game going on right now. So off to a good start, but yeah, not a ton of Cooper Kupp for me today. So that did not go very well. It was over pretty early for me.
Yeah, no, I definitely was a little bit over the field, but apparently not enough. I had a whole bunch of min caches that got me to right about even. I think I made $56 today, which they say it's better than a loss, but when you consider the fact that I worked 15 hours today, it feels like a loss because I could have made more by driving Uber or something. I don't know. And it's just the job sometimes. Honestly, I'd rather prefer like a $5 loss than a $50 gain just because I feel like I'm working well below minimum wage. But in any case, we got baseball. We got a fun little 7-game slate. It's Monday, not a huge one, which is all right with me. Let's get started with the first game here. We got Texas going up against the Yankees. We have a big old 9.5 total here. Yankees, huge favorite. Alexi going up against Cortez. Let's start off with Alexi here at 6.3K going up against the Yanks. Any interest with him in him at all?
I mean, strikeout stuff is decent. New York has some strikeouts in their lineup, but I don't know, probably a little too much risk here. He's got a huge walk rate, over 15% walks in his short time in the majors here. So I don't think that we really need it. There's another guy right in his price range that I like better. Probably don't need it today. Too much risk with the Yankees.
Yeah, no, it's 6.3K, even at that price tag. Like the Yankees have a 5.9 implied run total. I'm fully off him. Plus, he's probably not going to go over 90 pitches. Only 84, 85, 81 in his last three starts since he's been up the majors. So tough lineup, tough matchup. I'm staying away. What about Cortez over on the other side going up against a bad Texas team?
Yeah, I think Cortez is firmly in play here. 8,600 on DraftKings. Seems like a bit of a steep price, but he's been pretty good. And it's obviously a great matchup against Texas. Tough ballpark in Yankee Stadium, but Texas just doesn't have a lot of power in their lineup. They're probably their best power bat hits from the left side. So this just sets up really well for Cortez. I think he's in play for tournaments for sure.
Yeah, I think he might actually be my top option. Like I know there's a few different guys that you can go with, but I think Cortez going up against Texas, like you said, Texas really doesn't have a whole lot of power. Cortez, he's given up a home run in, what, 8 straight starts. So that's kind of the big thing with him. But he strikes out guys at a pretty massive clip. You may look at the Texas lineup, and according to PlayIQ, I think last time I checked, it doesn't seem like a terribly high strikeout lineup, but small sample size for a lot of these guys. It's not really a great lineup. I think there's a lot of strikeout upside here for Cortez, especially considering he had 11 Ks in his last game. So I really like Cortez here. He might be my top option on the entire slate. Let's go to the Texas bats. I'm full on fade.
Yeah, I don't like any of them really either. IKF as a value bat maybe with a decent price. I think it really depends on what the lineup. I mean, obviously Texas isn't playing for anything. So if we get some young guys in there, that obviously will skew more strikeout heavy, like Cortez even more in that case. So, yeah, I wouldn't be doing anything other than looking for a little value out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I'm kind of, I'm just no. Not like, I know it's going to be probably a leverage stack, but it's still Texas. I'm not touching them. What about over on the other side with the Yankees? They all seem a little bit underpriced. Alexi, yeah, he's been all right in the majors so far, but really don't think he's going to grade out as a great pitcher overall. So, I kind of like a lot of these cheaper bats. I mean, if Gallo's back in the lineup there, 4K, Torres, 3.2K, Sanchez, 3.7K, Stanton, 4.3K, Rizzo, 3.8K. Everyone's cheap outside of Judge. This is a super easy stack to make, and it's being played in Yankee Stadium. I mean, am I wrong in saying they're probably the top stack on the slate?
I think you're right there, and the pricing is definitely way too low on them. I don't know what Rizzo and Voit need to do to, I mean, I guess they platoon a little bit, so maybe that's holding their pricing down. But with those two options, I mean, you can play Judge anywhere. Even he's low 5Ks. That's a fine price. Stanton in the low 4Ks. Like you said, like they're just all a little bit underpriced here.
Yeah.
Alexi's great. I mean, I love targeting wild pitchers with stacks because they're going to put traffic on. And then you've got the Yankees power to go ahead and clean it up. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. I love the Yankees.
Nice. All right, let's move on to the next game. We got the Orioles going up against the Phillies. Fun fact, every time you see me write an article, I never actually put the Orioles in there. I always say Baltimore because I can never remember how to spell Orioles, no matter how many times I try and remember. In any case, Means going up against Suarez. We got a nice little 8 total here. Let's start off with Means here. 7.7K going up against a low strikeout Phillies lineup. Any interest in Means?
No, I don't think so. Like you said, Philly's just an above average offense. Means hasn't pitched real deep this year. I just don't like the matchup. Tough ballpark in Philly for pitching. I'm off Means.
Yeah, I mean, he's not facing a DH, which is obviously an upgrade. And honestly, Philly's not. It's probably a better ballpark for pitching than Baltimore, but this Phillies team is just solid and they don't strike out a lot. I mean, I'm not going to argue with it in tournaments. If you really want to, you probably give them low ownership, but I'm off them too. Suarez there on the other side, been pretty darn solid recently going up against a high strikeout Baltimore team that is a lot better going up against lefties than going up against righties. But this just seems like a bad price tag here. Is Suarez the guy you were talking about?
Suarez is the guy I was talking about. I completely agree. He's underpriced. Like, he's performed when he's been in the mid-7Ks really recently, his last two starts, in fact. So not sure why he got the ball or the price tag drop here. He's been striking guys out. He's fully stretched out now. Like, he was in the bullpen for the first half of the year, but he's gone 6 innings in three of his last 5, over 5 in all 5 of them.
The one game where he went 5 innings, he actually had some hamstring tightness, I think. So
yeah, that was left early for injury.
So he's fully stretched out, good for 95 pitches almost every start.
Yeah, I mean, I think he makes a ton of sense in cash for SP2 if you don't want to pay up twice. I'm all about Suarez for this one.
Yeah, no, to me, he's probably the top point per dollar play on the entire slate by a pretty wide margin. Like, he's just not a 6.5K pitcher. And it doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, just don't get it. So the only reason to fade him is because of ownership. And honestly, I don't think it's the worst idea in the world to leverage stack against him. He's going to be very high owned. Yes, he's an extreme ground ball pitcher with some pretty decent K stuff. But Baltimore, I mean, Mountcastle, pretty solid against lefties. Hayes, fantastic against lefties. Santander, pretty solid. Severino, pretty solid. Mullins, good versus lefties and righties. There's some decent bats in here. I think you can use those five guys, and you can create either a mini stack and save some price with Severino, Santander, or Hayes, or you can do a full-on stack, just hoping to get the leverage on seven-game slate. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I get your angle there with leverage. I don't have a ton of interest. Like, Mancini's price is insane. He's 3,400. I know he's been in and out of the lineup with injuries here recently, but he did play today or yesterday. Had a hit, drove in some runs. So if Mancini's in there, I love that. Even as if you're just looking for a home run, I think you could play him as a one-off. I think they make a little bit of sense as a leverage stack too. They're very cheap.
Yeah. I mean, again, they're not projecting out well. Again, Suarez projects out as the best pitcher on the slate point per dollar by a decent margin, but he's probably going to come in at 45% owned. So if you can knock out half the field by leveraging off of them, it does make a little bit of sense. What about over on the Philly side?
I have a lot of interest in Philly here. I think Means is a talented pitcher. He's probably Baltimore's best pitcher. But Philly, we talked about it as an above average offense, and they set up really well against left-handed pitching. Obviously Harper is a lefty, but he's handled lefties great throughout his career. He's been raking lately, like in the conversation for the MVP. I think you can play him in any matchup. And then Baltimore's bullpen is not great. So I think you're going to have a couple of opportunities off the bullpen with Harper too. And then the rest of the guys are pretty cheap. Real Muto has a very nice price at 4,400. You can pay up for him at catcher. Andrew McCutchen is really cheap at 3,500. And then you can add like Galvis to it. We'll see who else cracks the lineup. But I think the Phillies are really good as a stack.
Yeah, John Means, big fly ball pitcher, gives a decent amount of hard contact. And like I said, this Phillies team really doesn't strike out a whole lot. So the ball's going to be put in play. Hard contact, fly balls, that works out perfectly for guys like McCutchen, who's crushed lefties. Real Muto, who crushes lefties. Harper, who doesn't strike out a huge clip and puts the ball in play. And Means, I know a lot of his underlying numbers, his WOBA, his ISO, are a lot better versus lefties, but you look at like the fly ball rate, hard contact rate, a lot of those numbers, and they're not quite any or not much better than going up against righties. So I'm in for all the guys that can hit the ball at the ballpark, and anyone else you want to throw in is a cheap guy in the stack, entirely fine. But McCutchen is the guy that really stands out at 3.5K. Yep. He just rakes against lefties. He has for the year. I don't care what you say, Derek Cardi. Some lefty matchers do exist. Let's move on to the next game here. We got the Blue Jays going up against the Rays. We got 8.5 total here. Toronto, slight favorite. Robbie Ray going up against Baez.
I think it is, yeah.
Baez. Robbie Ray, 10.2K. Even going up against the Rays, he's been absolutely crushing. Is he someone you're paying up for a lot?
Yeah, I think he's probably going to be my highest owned pitcher. We talked about Philly being cheap enough. The Yankees are kind of cheap. I think there's going to be plenty of value out there to do it. Like you said, Ray's been just absolutely phenomenal this year. He figured out his walk problem. That's all the way down at 6%. The strikeouts have always been there. Tampa Bay offers a little bit of high risk, but I think Robbie Ray is just – the form is really nice here recently. Huge strikeout rate, so I like the upside a lot. I'm going to be taking lots of shots on Robbie Ray.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. Over 10 strikeouts in, five of his last six games, just about 41 points incredible against this Rays team. Like, if you're not playing – you could honestly just play Cortez, Suarez, and Ray and probably be fine on the slate. We're going to get into the rest of them, but the best starting pitchers we've already gone through. Ray, absolutely fantastic. Spend up if you have the money. What about Baez over on the other side, sitting at 6.9K? Nice. Going up against a very tough Blue Jays team.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the best prospects in baseball. He's ranked number three per Fangraphs in the Rays system, which is like one of the best in baseball. I think he's 26 overall in all of baseball. Super talented pitcher, but just not the right spot for it. I mean, his numbers in the minors are amazing. So if you wanted to just YOLO a deep field tournament, I mean, I wouldn't argue with you. I think he's got great stuff, but this is just a really tough spot for a major league debut.
Yeah, no, very, very good numbers in the minors, under a 3x FIP in triple A, under a 2x FIP in double A, 40% K rate in triple in double A, 36% K rate in triple A. I honestly, like, if you want to take a shot on him, go ahead. Like, it's strictly to get leverage off of Suarez, because Suarez is going to be very highly owned. But this is an incredibly tough matchup going up against Toronto. The only thing that he really has going for him is the fact that it's being played in Tampa Bay. So there's worse things you could do. Again, it's a bit of an unknown. It's a 7-game slate on a 15-game slate where there are a lot of other good options. I'd say don't do it. But this small of a slate, I don't hate it. What about Blue Jays bats?
I mean, it's a guy in his major league debut. I think you can always take shots, especially with an offense this talented. They're still expensive, rightfully so. I don't think they will be one of my highest owned stacks, but I wouldn't fault you if you had conviction and you wanted to take a shot on it, because, I mean, Bays may go out there and just not be able to find the mound just because he's in his find the strike zone because he's in his major league debut, you know. They're definitely in play. I just don't think I'll have a ton of exposure.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page here. Like I said, Toronto Blue Jays, very good. Bays first start, especially going up against a very tough team like this. You might find it a little hard to get into a groove considering how many good bats there are here. So yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. They're fine for big field tournaments, but I don't know how much I'll have in them. Rays on the other side, I'm not playing any team against Robbie Ray. He's just too good right now.
Yeah, he's been incredible, and it's a really tough ballpark for home runs. I would say you could hunt home runs against him, but in Tampa Bay, I don't want to do that.
Yep. All right, moving on to the next game here. We got the Cardinals going up against the Brewers, Woodford versus Peralta. We got a 9 total here. Let's start off with Woodford, 5.2K going up against the Brewers. Super cheap. Any interest in him?
He is super cheap. I just don't know if he's talented enough. I have respect for the Brewers' offense. Woodford's not a big strikeout guy. Even with the cheap price tag, I prefer the value on Suarez much more. I'll probably just go there.
Yeah, and you don't really know how late he's going to go into the game. Generally limited to around 70 pitches. He did have a 20-point outing against the Brewers, but I'm right there with you. No real interest in him. Peralta on the other side, pretty decent discount away from Ray. Any interest in Peralta? His pitch count's starting to come up a little bit. Got up to 71 in the last outing, but I think that's more just because he was cruising through. They decided to yank him after 6. They decided that's enough. They didn't really need him. They need him ready for the playoffs. So wouldn't be surprised if he only got up to 80, 85 in this spot here. But super talented guy. Super great K stuff going up against the low K Cardinals lineup. Any interest in Peralta?
It's really tough to ask with that pitch count that he's been on. I mean, Milwaukee has clinched a playoff berth. I think they're going to be super careful with him. I don't think they'll push him much beyond 80. I mean, we just saw it in his last game. He was dominating Detroit, 9 strikeouts in 6 innings, and they pulled him at 70 pitches. So he has the talent to pay off even a high price tag in 70, 80 pitches. But with Ray on the slate, I'd much rather do that. If it was a slate where there was no other high upside pitchers, I would say it was viable. I have a really hard time doing it with the other upside guys we have here.
Yep, I'm just going to try and get up to Ray. It's that simple. If I can't, then there's some other guys that you can play. Cardinals bats?
I don't want to play any Cardinals against Peralta either. I think he shuts them down for at least 5 innings. And the Brewers have a great bullpen, so I have no interest in St. Louis.
Yep, right there with you. Brewers bats going up against Woodford?
Yeah, I think they're more in play, but they are priced up. Yeah. Yelich has a nice price at 4,500. Who knows what's going on with him? He's been all over the place this year, really for 2 years. But I think that's a fair price tag, even for the recent production. Colton Wong makes some sense. Nice, fills a nice middle infield position for you. So those are the two that kind of stand out to me that I'd look to first. Cheap first baseman.
Yeah. I'm probably staying away. The price tags are just a little bit rough, but yeah, Vogelbach, Wong, Yelich. Not bad. Like, all got the platoon split. None of them are too expensive. So, not a terrible stack. Not great. I'm probably just staying away. Let's move on to the next game here. We got Houston going up against the Angels. We have a 9 total here. Valdez going up against Barria. Valdez, 9.5K. This lineup, not fantastic, but not as bad as it's been whenever they don't have Otani as the DH. Any interest in Valdez at 9.5K?
Man, but Valdez is a tough play for me always, just because he tries to pitch to contact. He's not going to go out there and try to strike guys out. Like, he's extreme ground ball. That's his game. He's going to let you make contact and hit it on the ground. So that doesn't play great for DFS upside. It is a good matchup. If you wanted to do it, I don't hate it, but I just, the upside scares me with Ray here. You really need Ray to fail in order for him to get there for you on this late.
Yeah, I'll go with Ray 10 times out of 10 over Valdez. Just find the extra $700. I mean, it's tournaments, it's baseball, anything can happen, but Valdez, not really excited to pay 9.5K for him in this matchup. What about Barrio over on the other side going up against a very tough Astros team?
Yeah, one of the toughest matchups in baseball. I don't have any interest. Same conversation that we just had about Woodford. Like, it's just, even though he's cheap, he's going to have trouble paying it off. He doesn't strike out very many people at all, and Houston is outstanding, so no interest.
Yep, fully off of him. Houston bats, though, I will definitely play them. Bregman, a little cheap. Correa, a little cheap. And you can play really anyone in this lineup all the way up and down. I mean, Altuve, Alvarez, Gurriel, Tucker, all solid bats. And then you got to the cheap guys, Myers, McCormick, Maldonado, all of them under 3K. So you can really make the stack work. Barria, not a horrible pitcher, but really not a great pitcher. Just probably a bit below average. I don't think that he's going to be able to do too much against this team. It's not a horrible ballpark. It's right around neutral. And Houston always seems to be a little bit underowned. He did only give up 3 runs in the last game they played, or Houston only put up 3 runs against him. But I don't care. I'll play Houston bats.
Yeah, this is my favorite spot on the slate. If the Yankees don't end up chalk, it's going to be because Houston is. The Yankees are a little bit cheaper, so I think
Yankees are 100% shock. I can almost guarantee that.
I think I'm with you there, which makes Houston as a night. I mean, Houston will be the second highest owned, I think. Like, it's not like you're going to get them at no ownership. But if you get them slightly below the Yankees, they make a ton of sense. I think they have a ton of upside. Barria doesn't scare me, and the Angels bullpen is bad. So nice ballpark for home runs, too. So I like it a lot.
Yeah, what about the Angels? I mean, Framber Valdez is just such a good ground ball pitcher. He really doesn't get beat up too much. I don't think I can play anyone outside of Ohtani, just because Ohtani is Ohtani.
Yeah, totally agree with you there. Just good control, tons of ground balls. Very tough to stack against a guy like that. So find a fly ball hitter, extreme fly ball hitter that can hopefully get one in the air is about the only option, and that's Ohtani.
Yep. All right, let's go on to the next game here. No total for this game yet. We got Eno going up against Mejia. Braves, I'm assuming, are going to be a decent favorite. Again, we don't have a line yet. So let's start with Eno going up against the Diamondbacks. Not really a huge strikeout team, but Eno been pretty solid recently. Hasn't had a single blow up in the entire time he's come back from injury. Any interest in him at 9.1K?
Yeah, I just think he's a super talented pitcher. He's had a great season, strikeout rate almost at 28%. I think he's going to come fairly low owned because Cortez should be higher owned than him, and he's only 400 or 500 cheaper. So assuming he's got some low ownership here, I know you said Arizona doesn't strike out a ton, but I think, you know, it has the strikeout stuff to put up a good score. Cortez gives up a couple of home runs and he doesn't quite hit a ceiling score, and you can just have Enola outscore him raw points wise. So I'll take some shots on him.
Yeah. My problem is I want to play a lot of Robbie Ray. I think I prefer Cortez to him. He's fine. Like, Diamondbacks, not as bad as they were earlier on in the season, but still not that intimidating of a lineup. I don't know. 9.1K is just a little bit tough price tag for me to pay. I'm not against it, but I probably will have no ownership in him just because I'm probably going with a lot of Robbie Ray. What about Mejia over on the other side going up against a tough Braves team?
Yeah, don't like the matchup at all, and not the most talented pitcher either. And the price tag isn't great. I think we have a lot of other options. I don't see needing him on this slate.
Yeah, there's not a lot of pitchers I'd pay 7.8K for against the Braves, right? And he's a well below average one, so just not even a shot of having him. I'm fully out on him. Braves bats.
Yeah, I think you can stack him up here for sure. He is not a high strikeout guy, so should be able to make plenty of contact. Braves have a lot of power to offer in their lineup. Just a really solid lineup, like through it, like seven deep. So, yeah, I like the Braves a lot in this spot.
Yeah, no, Soler, Duvall, both far too cheap. Easily can hit the ball at the ballpark here. Like, love them, but Albies, Freeman, they're great. Riley's probably a little bit too cheap. Rosario's been hitting a little bit better recently, and he's 2.5K, so he makes it work. D'Arnaud, solid hitting catcher. Swanson takes up a shortstop spot. So any of the Braves bats, but Duvall, Soler, top two bats in this lineup for me with their price tags. What about the Diamondbacks?
Don't really have any interest in attacking Enoa. Like I said, I think he's a really talented pitcher. They are cheap, so there's some value here if you do have interest in it. I think that makes sense. I would prefer it as more of a secondary stack just because I don't see them like blowing Enoa up, but they could certainly score a couple of runs off of them.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the one bat I want to play is Marte, and he's expensive.
He's expensive, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a small enough slate where, yeah, you can take a shot on most of these teams, but unless Eno becomes very chalky, I'm out. Let's go to the last game of the night here. We got the Mariners going up against the A's, 9.5 total. Anderson going up against Manea. Gosh, yeah, I always get Manea and Manea. Yeah, I'm not good at reading. Tyler Anderson, 8.2K, going up against a very tough Oakland team. Any interest in him?
Nope, no interest in Anderson. Oakland can get very right-handed heavy. So I like they should have the platoon advantage throughout most of the lineup. Anderson doesn't offer a ton of strikeout upside, big price tag for what he offers at 8,200. I have no interest.
Yeah, no, he's way overpriced considering the matchup. Like, this is a price tag for if he's going up against the Marlins, not up against the A's. The A's are a very good team. They work the count. They don't strike out a ton. They're going to tune a lot of guys out. No interest in Tyler Anderson. Manea over on the other side. He's been a little bit up and down over the last month and a half. We've seen him be great. We've seen him be terrible. This is such a cheap price tag for the potential upside that you can get. This guy was a 10K pitcher not too long ago. Hasn't seemed right recently, but Mariners, not a great offense, not a terrible offense, but offers some decent strikeout upside. I don't know. Are you in on Manea?
I was hoping that you could tell me which one I was going to get, because you're exactly right. He's either been really, really bad or really, really good. It's a fair price tag. I mean, this is like you said, he's got 35 point upside. But he just came off of getting blown up by Kansas City. So, I mean, it's tough to say. I'm interested in the ownership. If he's low owned, I'm going to be playing some because I love the matchup against Seattle. If people want to play him because they see what he did against the White Sox in Toronto 2 and 3 times ago, then I'm probably out just because of the inconsistency recently. So probably just a spot where I'll play the ownership game. I think he has a ton of upside, and if he has the right stuff in this matchup, he can crush. So just going to be dependent on ownership for me.
Yeah, I think just look at RG projections and whoever's less owned between Cortes and Manea, probably go with them. Like, I think that's a smart move. If one of them is drawing a whole lot more ownership, if they're even, I probably lean more towards Cortes, but I like, it's just kind of the way that Manea goes. Like, he's in play for tournaments every single slate. If he's low owned, if he's going to be high owned, you just stay away and hope for the best. Hope you get the bad Manea there. But Seattle bats, any interest in them? I mean, I know Manea has been real hit or miss, but a lot of these bats are so expensive. France is over 5K. Like, Toro's almost 5K. Seager's over 5K. Haniger's over 5K. Like, this is a super expensive Seattle lineup going up against a guy that, yes, has been bad sometimes, but is an overall above-average pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, if they were much cheaper, I think there'd be merit to attacking the spot and just hoping that you could blow Manea up and get into the early part of the Oakland bullpen. And I think it would make a lot of sense. But, like, I mean, you need a lot of runs out of them. I mean, they have to keep up with, you can't just win with a different lineup construction here. This team has to keep up with like Houston and New York because they're just as expensive as them. So I don't see where, how there's a path to that for them. Even on a short slate, I don't have any interest in paying up for Seattle.
Yeah, I know. And this ballpark just makes me not going to do it. What about A's on the other side? I mean, Anderson give up some bombs. There's some power bats in here. Again, not a huge fan of the ballpark. Do you have any interest in A's?
Tough ballpark, but I do think that it's a good spot for them. Mentioned all their right-handed hitters. Obviously, Olsen is lefty-lefty and has been their best hitter this year, but he's handled lefties outstanding this year. Especially compared to his career numbers. But this year, he's been really good against them. I think Marte and Canna set up outstanding against him. Chapman has a ton of power. Harrison, a little higher price than you want to pay for a guy like that. Same with Gomes. But I like the top of these guys. So if I can find a way to fit in the expensive guys, I think that's where I'm looking.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I don't have much interest right now, but we'll see how lineup goes, building goes tomorrow. Let's play the morning grind game and then get on out of here because I need to go to bed. Pitcher under 8K to six or more strikeouts. Who you got?
Ranger Suarez is the one that stands out. Like you said, that price tag is just wrong for him.
Yeah, that was the cheat code. I'm going to go with Baz there. Strike or pitcher over 8K to get 15 or less points. Who's your bust today?
We just talked about how Oakland sets up against Tyler Anderson. I think he's going to have problems here with all the righties in the lineup.
So taking the easy ones. Darn it. I guess I have to go with Manea. I think he still gets there. But there's always a chance that Bad Manea comes out of here. All right, hitter over over 4K to hit a bomb. Who's your high price bomb on the slate?
I think there's lots of places to go here. I like Houston. I mentioned the Angels ballpark. It's not the best hitter's park overall, but it is plus for home runs. Give me Jordan Alvarez there.
I like it. I'm going to go with Aaron Judge, the freebie here. Under 4K to get two or more hits. Who you got?
We talked about liking Philly setting up really well against lefties, and Andrew McCutchen is underpriced for his production against lefties. I like McCutchen to get two hits.
I like that. I'm going to go with Jorge Soler. Stack to score six or more runs.
Sticking with Philly on that one. I know Means has a tough home park too, but this park in Philly is not going to play well for his fly balls. I think Philly puts up quite a bit on him.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to pick the easy ones, but yeah, I'm going with the Yankees. I know it's a cheat code, but I'm far too tired. All right, Keith, it's been fun. Any last minute thoughts?
No, I don't have anything. We're going to have a fun night of baseball and another football game. So ready to get at it.
Oh yeah. Gosh, I love Monday Night Football. Yeah. If you guys are around, join me, Dean, and SPK. We're doing a live betting show the entirety of Monday Night Football. It is exhausting. But it's a fun time. So if you want to enjoy yourself a little bit more during Monday Night Football, tune in. Heath, thanks for joining me. I'll be back on again tomorrow night after the football game. Gosh, this is going to be a long day for me tomorrow. But Stevie will be back Wednesday. So we're out of here. See you, kids.